levanto mis manos.
As long as I can remember, I was probably like 4 or 5. And I can remember him just always having this like vibe, and like he was just so uplifting. Like everybody wanted to be around him. I, as a child, as his nephew, always wanted to be around him. You know, he always helped many people. We grew up, you know, living day to day, check to check. And he brought families into his two-room trailer for years. He was always helping family from Mexico. Even when we didn't have enough, he always made sure he could help his parents, help his brothers. And he was always trying to his best to provide for his family. And not even a year ago, he bought his first home. We've always lived in apartments and basements and trailer homes. But, you know, he was able to buy his family a house. And he worked at Pequera Bakeries, and he was always doing more than he could. And that's who he was, like, his entire life. You know, growing up, I left, you know, God's path, and I lived a not so good life. You know, I left home at 15, 16, and, you know, I recently came back, and I recently gave my life to Christ. Not even just a year ago. I'm happy because he used to pray for my life. He used to, you know, tell me to give a little bit to God, and he would do the rest. I recently just started preaching again, and he saw me preaching, and he saw me give my life to God, and I'm happy because he got to see that. I'm the one that took him to the hospital, and seeing him that day, the last day that I seen him, it kind of breaks my heart a little bit, because just, you know, like that last hug that I gave him, not knowing it was the last hug we were going to give each other, like, you know, it really means a lot. And he was in the car, you know, in the way to the hospital. He was gasping for air. You know, he couldn't even fully speak because that's how out of breath he was. And he was saying some stuff in Spanish where, in a way, he knew that, you know, this might be it. These were his last moments. And he, deep down, I feel like he knew that he might die. And I feel like everybody did. In my family, deep down, we felt like, you know, he might not make it. The day we got the information that he wasn't going to make it, we had to break the news to them. Two boys, one's 13 and one's 10, they started, you know, crying out loud, you know, saying things like, I'm not going to have a father anymore. I want my dad, you know, saying things like, I'm going to miss my dad. I love my dad. I want to hear his jokes again. It's been hard for them. And just, you know, they're worried about their mother. They're worried about just many things, you know. Not too long ago, they were asking me, like, who's going to take me to school? Who's going to pay our bills? And I told them that we were going to take care of them. He's in the best place, you know, possible. He's made it. He's in heaven now, you know, and deep down we're sad because we're going to miss him, but we're entirely happy because he's made it. He's won the race, and that's what we're most proud of, that he gave a testimony of who he was, and that's forever how we will remember him.
Creemos, Padre Santo, en tu palabra. Creemos, Señor Jesús, que tú nunca nos dejas, que tú nunca nos desamparas, que tú siempre estás con nosotros, Señor.
Thank you.